Hey, what's up? It's your boy Gary from the Stirring the Pot podcast. Welcome to episode number 2. This episode is going to be titled Questions, because I have some questions. And if possible, I would like some feedback. Y'all can leave it on my Facebook, on the podcast platform. But yeah, I'd really like to know the answer to these questions. Whenever I get on here, my agenda is to provoke thought. My agenda is to provoke thought, to get your intellect working, and to have you think of things outside of your normal parameter. So, probably in the last day or so, me and I have a few different groups of homies that I kind of talk to and kick it with and just kind of bounce ideas off of. And a question that kept coming up, and I think the genesis kind of came from this girl who wrote this book. And in the book, she was kind of airing out some of her dirty laundry, and she was talking about her body count. And she put it in the book, like how many dudes she slept with in her life. And I was just curious a little bit. Not that I care enough, but I was just curious that, you know, it's always been like one of those things that, you know, I think men always think about that, even with me being married and most of my homies are, I personally don't want to know my wife's body count, and not that it's high or nothing. But that's just a line you just probably don't want to cross. Because I feel like as a grown man, you know, the body count that happened before me, it really doesn't matter because I know I'm the last. Or I better be. But yeah, ladies, you know, what do y'all tell the truth about y'all body count? I mean, you know, and it doesn't, you know, slight you, or it doesn't really take anything from you if you tell the truth about it, or if you lie about it. I personally believe that, you know, if you are gangsta about yours, or you just hold yourself in a certain esteem or manner and don't really care about people judging you, then, you know, what's the big deal? We live in 2022, you know, we're almost in 2022. I feel like if you're lying at this point in your life, you know, who are you scared of, you know, to be lying? But I guess that's kind of like a personal thing. I think to women, a body count is kind of like how people not going to just go around telling people they got in their bank account. So, you know, it is what it is. Something to ponder on, something to think about. Another question, and this goes for all parties, to be totally honest. I want some feedback. I want y'all to go on my Facebook, you know, at Gary Bryant, and, you know, answer, you know, I want y'all feedback to this, you know, episode questions. So the second question is, what's the one thing every relationship needs? What is the one thing that every relationship needs? You know, every relationship has its own dynamics. I'm sorry. Every relationship has its own quirkiness. Every relationship has its own sauce that it brews in, and that thing that just makes it work. So every relationship has something that's similar, you know. We have a certain majority of, you know, heterosexual relationships. We have a certain majority of same-sex relationships. You know, we have relationships that's interracial, biracial. You know, we it's different. It's always something that can differentiate, you know, your relationship from another. But there's one thing that I believe every relationship has in common. And, you know, I want to get y'all feedback. Like I said, you can leave your feedback on the podcast platform, or you can leave it on my Facebook. And if you're listening to this podcast, you know, please like and subscribe to my channel. You know, I'm fairly new to this, and I want to build my brand in doing this. And I hope that you guys can, you know, rock with me and help me. My next question, and, you know, we're going to start getting a little more, I guess, deeper into the meat and the potatoes of certain things. The next question is, can I live the life I want and not be subject to being irresponsible? That came out of that one came out of the wazoo. I don't know where that came from, but I just be thinking about a lot of stuff. I read a lot of audiobooks. I, you know, try to intake as much information as I can. And I guess that it kind of hit me differently, because I think sometimes we judge people when they are living a life, you know, a lifestyle that we might be envious of, or we might be thinking like, where am I turning, or where am I going wrong in my situation that I don't have that, or I'm not living that, or, you know, to be honest, you know, we're adults, you know, and we can see where our situation, we might be content and happy with our situation. Let's not get that wrong. But, you know, like, cause I'm very happy with my life. I'm to be honest. I mean, now, would I like to be balling or just a little bit harder? Absolutely. But I am totally happy with my lifestyle. I live in a beautiful house. I have two beautiful dogs, a beautiful wife. You know, I have no complaints. You know, I have a good job. My bills are paid. You know, crazy things happen in life. But hey, you know, that happens to everybody. So yeah, I want you to ask yourself that. Can I live the life I want and not be subject to being irresponsible? Like, you know, can you go out and spend $2,500 on a pocketbook or $1,100 on a pair of Dior sneakers and still be able to handle your business, pay your bills, you know, make sure the car note is paid, make sure the insurance and stuff is paid? You know what I mean? So, you know, that's something that we really need to think about. Can I live that life that I want and not, you know, be subject to being irresponsible? You know, like I said, I want y'all really to engage with me, you know, so that we can, you know, that's how we dialogue. That's how we have these conversations. So my next question is, and you know, this one might hurt a little bit, but it's something to really reflect and think about. And I had to actually, I asked myself this question because I just feel like, you know, I want to keep getting better and keep getting better. And in my life, the last 5 years, 6 years, I've been doing that. I think I really matured, you know, when I hit my 30s, and, you know, I just started, you know, trying to elevate every year, trying to, you know, just get as long as you're taking one step forward every year, and not saying like, you know, moving like a turtle, but you know what I mean? Like, you know, you're one step further than you were last year, then that's progress. That's winning. That's a winning attitude. So this next question is, and I want y'all to ask yourself this, you know, this one might sting a little bit, but this question is your mindset your true liability? Is your mindset your true liability? And when I ask that question, what I'm saying is my mindset of where I am now the liability, the thing that's keeping me away from being my better self or my best self? You know, that's a question that we got to ask ourselves. You know, like, is my mindset my liability? You know, we live in a world now where everyone is talking about assets and liabilities so much. But, you know, no one ever talk about, you know, having the mental capacity to overpower the mental liability. The liability of your mental is keeping you from being the best you. So ask yourself that. I want to see, yo, I want to see some of this engagement on Facebook or on the podcast. You know, y'all can comment and talk to me on the podcast, and I will listen. You know, asking these questions and stuff, like, you know, definitely, you know, me reflecting on, you know, basically the last 2 years, you know, the end of 2019 and then 2020. And now we're less than 60 days away from 2022. We have to ask ourselves, you know, the next question is, are you prepared for what's next? And that's a serious question. You know, I know there's people in here that's going to be listening that got kids, that have kids. There's going to be people in here listening that has jobs, responsibilities. And as adults, especially my people that are of the African-American descent, you have to really ask yourself, like, are you prepared? Are you ready for what's to come next? Like, what's the next thing to come? That's something serious. You really got to ask yourself that. So the next question is, and I really want people to really think about this, right? And this is for men and women. You know, I look at the demographic, and I look at the things that's going on in the marketplace and work and in, you know, in the body of Christ. And this is a question that you have to ask yourself in every arena. Relationship wise, you know, you have to ask yourself this. And, you know, like I said, when it comes to your faith, you have to ask yourself this question. When it comes to, you know, school, you have to ask yourself this question. When it comes to, you know, whatever facet in your life, you know, like I said, school, work, investing, you know, mentorship, you know, when it comes to the pastor or the church that you follow, you have to ask yourself this next question. And the question is, am I able to get along and follow a real leader? Am I able to get along and follow a real leader? Now, that question is, and I want to clear that question up, because I don't want anyone, you know, thinking too hard into it, or, you know, I don't want that question to sway you from, you know, from anything that you believe in or anything that you're dedicated to. That question is really something that we need to think about, because I feel like, you know, in the year 2022, a lot of us should be in a place, or people should be in a place of maturity. Maturity is, you know, being mature is a skill set. I remember my pastor telling me, teaching me a lot of lessons about being mature. There were times I would not so much throw temper tantrums or anything like that, but there were times where I would react to things immaturely. I would react to things in not a mature manner. And, you know, I had to check myself, because not being chauvinistic, but I had to basically, you know, be like, hey, well, you know, your masculinity, you know, we handle things like men, like bosses. So, you know, that's something to think about, you know, like handling, you know, are you really able to you know, get along and follow a real leader. Because the fact of the matter is, getting along and following a real leader takes a certain level of, like I said, maturity and respect for a person. Now, I'm saying that about your boss. I'm saying that, like I said, if you're in school, your teacher. I'm saying that in the fact of if you're in a group setting, the person that's actually the head of the group, and in your faith-based organization, if it's a pastor, a rabbi, a imam, you know, whatever the case may be, that's something to really think about. Because in 2022, we have no time to waste on being somewhere that, you know, you're just causing strife and causing issues. You know, it would be less detrimental for you to just move on and let things be great instead of sitting around and being toxic and being a hindrance. And, you know, we're about to get ready to wrap this up. I have one question left, and, you know, we're going to, you know, wrap things up or whatever the case may be. And I hope you guys are enjoying it. This is just some, you know, morning talk, you know, like some things to give yourself 48 hours, 72 hours to kind of ponder on and think about. You know, and that, I mean, that really was the last question. And I just want to leave you guys with this, you know, and this is something that just kind of like dropped in my spirit, or just kind of like dropped in my mind throughout the night. And it was basically, it's something simple. It's not like I created it or nothing, but what I wanted to say is we have to find ourselves in a place where we have to be ever learning and ever evolving. We have to be ever learning and ever evolving. And that's the place where I'm in my life. I feel like whenever I learn something new and I apply it and it actually works, that helps me to elevate in my personal life where I evolve. I become a better me. You know, I read and watch things on being a good husband and just being a good man and, you know, trying to be the best that I can in all the areas that I can be. You know, I'm doing cybersecurity things at work and different things of that such nature. And I'm just always thriving to be ever learning and ever evolving. And, you know, that's what I just wanted to leave y'all with today. You know, like this is just the second episode, you guys, of the Stirring the Pot podcast. Listen, man, this is where we are going to stir the pot. You know, we're not going to let no bad habits. We're not going to let any bad things stick to the bottom of that pot. You know, if any of us, you know, ever been around some people that really can cook, one of the things they'll tell you is when you're cooking certain things, you got to stir it so things don't stick. So that stuff don't burn and stick at the bottom of that pot. And that's a metaphor to what, you know, my mindset and what my goal for this podcast is, that, you know, systems that are messed up, you know, we're not going to let that stick. With this generation, we're not having that. We're changing the paradigm. We're shifting the culture. And, you know, that's what I want you guys to log in for and tune in. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to be thought-provoking, and I'm going to be stirring the pot on some controversial things. So, you know, tune in, log in. I appreciate every last one of you for listening and dialing in and tuning in with your boy. This is Gary, the host of the Stirring the Pot podcast. Peace. Y'all have a good one.